Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the Qalb Institute podcast, Companions of the Quran. This Ramadan, Qalb is committed to provide education and programs to all aspects of our local community as well as across the world. To help in this effort and invest in your Sadqa Jariyah, visit supportqalb.com and help us expand our efforts. Jazakallah khair and thank you for your continued support. Assalamu alaikum.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأزكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد. There is a hadith narrated by Imam Muslim رحمة الله عليه from سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. He says, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily Allah will exalt some through the Quran. Verily Allah azza wa jal will exalt some people through this book and lower others through it. The people who spend time with the Quran, those who take the message of the Qur'an seriously, the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with the awareness and understanding of how important this relationship is, the moment their heart opens up to this reality, Allah azza wa jal will start elevating them. Their spirituality will increase. Their overall performance as human beings will increase. Their health will increase. Their productivity will increase. But beyond all of that, their rank among other human beings will also increase. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in one narration, "Inna lillahi ahlina minan nas." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His own people among mankind. There are people that belong to Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts over, that He attributes to Himself. Inna lillahi ahlina minan nas. That there are people who are ahl, that are belonging, worthy of their Lord. The companions rightfully asked, O Messenger of Allah, قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَنْ هُمْ. Who are those people? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are the people of the Qur'an, the people of Allah, His special ones. Hum ahlul Qur'an, ahlullahi wa khassatuhu. We also learn in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that people of knowledge and those who do not have knowledge are also not the same. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in many ahadith that the people of knowledge have a higher maqam, they have a higher rank. So when you have a confusion, when you are unsure of something, rather than just spitting out whatever answer comes to the top of your mind, what you should do is honor the people of knowledge and turn to them for clarification. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Turn to people of this revelation, أهل الذكر. Turn to people who know this remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. When you do not know. One way of honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way that a person shows their gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is by honoring people of this knowledge. By honoring people of this deen. That when you see someone who has dedicated more time to this deen than you have, you can, if you want, start hating on them, make jokes of them, belittle their effort, make yourself feel better that I'm more accomplished and I have more cars and I have a bigger house and I have this paycheck and look how many vacations I take on. And look at that miskeen, he sits in the Quran, masjid all day reading the Quran, what life does he have? That's one way of looking at this. Or you can say, how lucky is that person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the sweetness of the Qur'an. May Allah bless us with that as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in a beautiful riwayah narrated by Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullahi alayhi in his Sunan, إِنَّ مِنْ إِجْلَالِ اللَّهِ إِكْرَامَ ذِي الشَّيْبَةِ الْمُسْلِمِ وَحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ غَيْرِ الْغَالِي فِيهِ وَالْجَافِي عَنْهُ وَإِكْرَامَ ذِي السُّلْطَانِ الْمُقْصِدِ. Among the ways of honoring Allah is honoring the Muslim with white hair. That when you see someone who has lived longer in this world worshipping Allah and they've done more sajda than you have, they have endured more difficulty than you have, they have faced the world being a Muslim, something that you may not have done yet, they have gained wisdom, they fought against the dunya and its temptations, yet they continue to be loyal to Allah. When you see someone like that, you honor them. And by honoring them, you are actually honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the second person, the bearer of the Quran, who does not neglect it or act arrogantly towards it. You find that person that has the right relationship with the Quran. And it's unfortunate that we have to say this, but not all people who have memorized the Quran are companions of the Quran. Not all people who have memorized the Quran or can read it fluently or have a beautiful voice, or unfortunately maybe even those that lead us in prayer. وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. May Allah forgive us all and protect us for our shortcomings and bless us with ikhlas and sincerity. But not every person that reads the Quran is actually worthy of it. Rather, there are people who praise Salah and worship Allah. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ. That there is one aspect of the ibadah that involves doing the act, but then there is a second part of it which involves sincerity. Therefore, our mashayikh and teachers would say to us that the fact that Allah protected you from a good voice was a blessing of Allah. They would actually take pity on people that they saw with good voices. I saw this in my teachers. And I remember asking one of them that, why is it that you look down, or not look down in a demeaning way, but almost with pity? Why do you feel bad for someone that has a good voice? They would say, because that person is exposed to riya before they have learned to control their own nafs. They've been exposed to temptation. Their parents have probably pushed them forward in the spotlight. People in the community kept pushing them forward. And the fact that they keep getting pushed forward means that shaitan is getting his claws deep in them. They're being called to read at every wedding and called to give the adhan every time and called to lead the salah every time. They may be fooled into believing that all these people pushing them forward is the same as qubuliyya from Allah, acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Better is the one who doesn't get pushed forward by people and is then forced to find their own relationship with the Qur'an. This person stands a greater chance at being a companion of the Qur'an. When I see young children reading on YouTube and social media, and their parents are the ones recording them, and there are ads running on them, and then they're running master classes on how to become a hafiz of the Qur'an, and the person doing all of this is 14 years old, there's no joy for that person. In reality, there is pity. And not only pity for them, but worry for our own children that what will happen to the ummah. We're so obsessed with creating leaders that we forgot to create followers first. If you can't create humble, submitting followers to revelation, then those people that you put into the position of leadership, mark my words, they will sink the ship. We don't need leaders. We need first followers. We don't need teachers. We need students. We don't need imams, we need people who are willing to memorize the Qur'an and embody it in their life. Earlier today I was reading just about this topic, and there was a beautiful example of a particular tabi'i who says that he, after memorizing the Qur'an, he recited the entire Qur'an to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu 3 times. That's a big deal, a very big deal. He recited the entire Qur'an to Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu 3 times. And then while giving advice to his companions, he said that the best way to build a steady relationship with the Qur'an is memorize no more than 5 verses at a time. He said, do 5 verses at a time, 5 ayat at a time. And the reason why he's saying this is that your relationship with the Qur'an is slow and steady. So how do we fit into this? For those of us that are still on the way to building that relationship with the Qur'an, when you see the people that Allah has given honor to and they have that relationship with the Qur'an, they are hafid, they embody the Qur'an, they are a part of the legacy of forwarding this Qur'an to the next generation, honor them. If you see them, give them salam. Request dua from them. Be in their khidmah, be in their service. If you can, make dua for them. If we can't do something when we see it in people that are doing something, honor them. And the hadith is telling us that by honoring them, we are honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That وَحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ غَيْرِ الْغَالِي فِيهِ وَالْجَافِ عَنْهِ. And the last part of this hadith is وَإِكْرَامَ السُّلْطَانِ الْمُقْسِطِ. Honoring the just sultan. So I'm going to read this hadith and then we'll conclude. One more time. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, as narrated by Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullahi alayhi in his Sunan, among the ways of honoring Allah is honoring the Muslim with white hair and the bearer of the Quran who does not neglect it or act arrogantly towards it, and honoring the just sultan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to honor the people of the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow our love for the people of the Quran to be a testimony of our love for the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow the companions of the Quran to be in our own homes, and that one day our children and our family members and our progeny and our grandchildren fight through the temptations of the dunya and find themselves sitting with the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.